It's Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. Springfield's main farmers market is changing this year. Wednesdays will now be an afternoon market. That's just one of the changes to programs at Downtown Springfield, Inc., an organization that aims to get more people living, working, and playing in the capital city's core. Our guest, Lisa Clemenstott, is executive director of DSI. Lisa Clemenstott, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian.
I read that when you were a senior at the U of I in Urbana, you co-wrote a documentary, and I thought the title of that film would be a good place to begin our conversation. So, whatever happened to Saturday night?
Well, apparently the rise of the suburbs happened. We all had to write some potential scripts. And the fall at that time in 1994 of the fall of downtowns was a very strong theme. And so my best friend in journalism, Anne, and I had the winning work, and it was the basis for the documentary, and you can still find it in the Champaign-Urbana Public Library.
On VHS, no doubt.
Yes.
This fall of the urban core, fall of the downtown, that's something that Springfield certainly experienced with the rise of White Oaks Mall, one of the earlier downtowns to be affected by a flood of retail and living out to suburban areas. As we look around Springfield, I hear from people who say, you know, we have zombie weeknights, zombie Sundays, right? People come out of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, they're looking for a place to eat, and closed, closed, closed. What can the DSI do to help change that dynamic?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of the issues are market driven. And as state government jobs have left downtown, retailers have struggled more to find that audience. We don't have just the natural high number of people walking around downtown. So that's why we started looking, like, through the Sustainable Design Assessment Team, which I co-chaired for 4 years. That's why we started looking at what truly could make downtown more sustainable, not from a financial perspective necessarily, but as a healthy organism that doesn't need to constant influx of public money or things like that. So housing and bringing people back to the core was the key. And the great thing about that is it's a nationwide trend. Across the nation, people are moving back into their downtowns. And a lot of them are millennials. So millennials don't like to drive as much as people my age do. And millennials do kind of seek their own way. A lot of entrepreneurs, which a downtown like ours is perfect for. We have the new Innovate Springfield Entrepreneurship Center, for example, located downtown. We're kind of looking at, as an organization, we're looking at all these pieces. We're helping with the housing. We're helping our retailers maybe market to different audiences. We're going to be focusing a lot on people who live on the west side, the north side, the east side, get them downtown, remind them how special downtown is and all the fun things there can be. It's a big question that you asked, and there's a lot of different ways that we have to kind of attack it.
Yeah, so I've been wondering, what is the chicken and egg of downtown development, right? Business, retail, housing?
I mean, a decade ago and a decade before that, we tried business development solely, and there's just not that foot traffic. So foot traffic is our mantra this year, and however we can get that is what we're trying to do.
So I see bike lanes popping up on 2nd a couple of years ago. There are other efforts to try and make Springfield a more walkable, bikeable, livable place and make downtown more accessible to more people. Anything else big on the horizon coming, changing in terms of accessibility downtown?
I hear a lot that parking is a barrier, right? And I used to just have a blanket answer that there's plenty of parking spaces, which is the factual truth, but that is not a compelling psychological answer for people. There have been studies that show that when you see where you're going, you're willing to walk farther. So kind of wayfinding and helping people figure out how to get around is a tact that we're taking. First of all, there's an issue where a lot of people visit the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum. They get back in their car at that parking garage, and then they kind of drive around maybe to the Lincoln home. So the 6 creative crosswalks that will ultimately be designed over the next 3 or 4 months, one of them has already been done at 6th and Washington. That was kind of our test case. But they're specifically targeted to move the tourists into the heart of downtown or from the hotels into the heart of downtown. And then the one-way streets are kind of problematic when you're getting around. We intend to have a proposal this year to give to the city. They are open to hearing from us about it, to turn some of the one-ways into two-ways. And it's great because I hired as our program director an urban planner. So Nathan Bishop comes with a lot of experience in this area. And we also have organizational support from some of the big engineering firms in town as well, who are willing to work with us on these issues.
DSI has not always been the most cash-flush organization in Springfield, let's say. How are you addressing that?
I have a sustainability plan for the organization as well as for downtown. We definitely need to change our model from being solely dependent on weather-dependent events. So there's a couple different ways in working at that. Expanded our categories of membership, looking to get many more people involved, looking to be responsive to our member businesses in a way where they truly see the value of what we're doing and more want to get involved. But then as we're looking at events, we did end up selling Blues and Barbecue, so we're not going to be doing that this year, but someone else is. Don't worry, Blues and Barbecue isn't going away. But we will continue. We'll be doing Bacon Throwdown again this year. And then the new event that we're introducing is more of a retailer-focused event. So it's called Blocktoberfest. So you get the Oktoberfest theme, but then it's in the blocks. You actually go and visit and get samples of craft beers in each individual business, whether it's a bar, a restaurant, or a bookstore. It brings the foot traffic in. It makes people experience places that they may not have even known about. And it's also not weather dependent.
Do you envision needing or asking for or seeking any city money?
Yes. We continue to be one of the very few main streets in Illinois who do not get city funding. And so we have definitely started conversations with Mayor Langfelder and other people on his staff about that. I think that we have a strong argument to make that as the voice for the downtown district, we can be a key player in the economic vitality needs that are down there. I see us working a lot more in the areas of filling the vacancies, working with the property owners, having a say on what incentives make sense, what incentives work around the country. And so I really think that our argument is really strong this year for that type of support.
Obviously, one of the biggest things that people know DSI for is the farmers market. And the, as I mentioned earlier, the hours are changing to in late afternoon on Wednesdays, and the footprint is changing. Can you talk a little bit about what went into those decisions?
Sure. So every year after the farmers market, there's a end of market season wrap-up meeting with the farmers. And they were kind of also feeling that pinch that there aren't as many state employees coming around on Wednesday mornings, and how can we expand this? And so it was their idea that we move the farmers market on Wednesdays from the morning to the afternoons. We're not going to be a late night market per se. The market ends at 6:30. But instead of, and I've been a state employee where you go and get your corn and you have it in the plastic bag and you stick it with 5 million other people's plastic bags in the refrigerator, and then you're trying to find your plastic bag at the end of the day. We're trying to eliminate that. So now you can leave work, be down there before you go back home wherever you live, grab your vegetables. Maybe you'll want to catch a drink with a friend at a bar. Maybe you're enjoying yourself so much you're going to stay down there and have a restaurant experience too. So it's a convenience for the consumer. A lot of our farmers are going to pick that morning, so it's going to be super fresh. And then it's convenience for you as you're going home, and also hopefully more of a tie-in with that downtown scene.
And the Saturday market is not going to be bisected by Amtrak anymore.
That psychological barrier, I heard a lot when I came on about that they would see people with their hand over their eyes looking across the railroad tracks like, oh, I don't know. And then they just, a lot of people wouldn't cross the tracks. So Resource One has generously offered to let us use their private parking lot on Saturdays. And so we'll be on the street between 3rd and 5th, but then we get a wraparound into that parking lot right between 3rd and 4th. And there's going to be a lot of great programming in there, some food trucks, some farm vendors, some artisans. The compact market really feels good in a lot of cities, so that's why we're going that way.
Lisa Clemenstadt, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Clemenstadt is Executive Director of Downtown Springfield, Inc. I'm Brian Mackey.